An iconic Raven who frequents Kelowna's downtown is thriving and back to his usual rascally behavior after giving park-goers a fright over the winter. Sydney Platts, executive director of the Wild Things Rehabilitation Society, was first called to action in November when concerned park-goers noticed that a large black raven appeared injured and unable to fly. The Rehabilitation Society helps injured critters with the ultimate goal of keeping animals wild. Platts would like to note that she is not sure of Jerome's sex as he has not been subject to an up-close examination. She explained that for simplicity, she refers to Jerome as a male as he was already named by concerned park-goers when she was contacted. Read more. Snake found in Okanagan home not sleepy, kept snuggly at Wildlife Rehab Center. After being alerted to the injured and flightless bird, Platts drove downtown to check on Jerome for herself and assess what treatment he may require. Unexpectedly, the injured and flightless raven was doing well. Stealing but not suffering. Platts said that based on his feathers and raggedy appearance, Jerome was likely grounded with an injured wing and had been unable to fly for quite some time. She found Jerome at City Park while he was having a drink from the lake. After rehydrating, she watched Jerome hop over to some ducks who were being fed bread. He then chased the waterfowl away and stole their snack before hopping into a dumpster to munch on some garbage. Platts started laughing and said that next, she watched as Jerome hopped over to the benches and stole a sandwich from a man who was having a nap. After finishing his hearty lunch, Jerome hopped, climbed and scampered high up into a tree for an afternoon rest in his roost. After watching Jerome for more than an hour, Platts said she decided to leave him in the park for the time being without any intervention and explained the situation to the concerned park-goers. After monitoring him, we realized he was getting on quite well, said Platts. Animals can sure adapt. She said that while Jerome could not fly, he was doing well and was able to access food and water and rest safely up in his tree without any need for action from the Rehabilitation Society. A festive crisis. Over the next few months, Platts returned to the park almost every day to check on Jerome and ensure he was not suffering. On days she couldn't make it, park goers who already visited Jerome on a daily basis would provide her with updates. Then, as the holiday season approached, Jerome faced a festive crisis. A nativity scene surrounded by a fence had been set up around the base of Jerome's tree, trapping him in the small area around the pine tree and unable to access food. Platts said that multiple kind people attempted to set up ladders, ramps and steps to help the flightless bird escape the nativity scene, but their efforts were unsuccessful. After explaining the situation to the City of Kelowna staff, the gate surrounding the nativity scene was quickly opened, allowing Jerome free access to and from his favorite tree. Over the following weeks, Jerome continued to be visited on a daily basis by kind park-goers and Platts. She said that ravens can remember faces and is sure that he recognizes his favorite visitors. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Wild Things Rehab Society, at Wild Things Rehab. She said he hops over to visit his friends when they stop by, and some people say they can even call or whistle for Jerome. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Jerome. One day after a particularly nasty storm in February, Platts stopped by the park to check on Jerome, but could not find him. After a few worried minutes spent searching, she saw a large black raven fly overhead. I thought, there's no way that's him. Platts followed the bird to where it landed in a dumpster. Immediately, she recognized the garbage fiend scavenging through the trash. Jerome could fly. She explained Jerome is easy to identify based on his distinctive, scruffy feathers, beak shape and size. Platts said she is not sure how long Jerome had been able to fly for before she caught him in the act, but suspects that he had been hamming up his injury for a little while after recovering. Some of Jerome's concerned human friends bring him snacks on their daily visits, and Platts hypothesizes that Jerome figured out that people are more likely to feed him if he appears injured. She would like to remind people not to feed wildlife. Since he was spotted flying into the dumpster, Jerome has since been seen soaring to the top of buildings and trees. We no longer need to monitor him but enjoy the updates from Jerome's friends whenever they see him out and about, said Platts. If you spot an animal in need of assistance, contact the Wild Things Rehabilitation Society at wildthingsrehab.ca/contact-us. Or the Summerland-based Interior Wildlife Rehabilitation Society at interiorwildlife.ca/found-injured-or-orphan-wildlife. Wild Things is currently building a new facility in East Kelowna in order to help more critters. To donate or learn more, visit wildthingsrehab.ca/.